Hi, my name is Rachel Bradley. I'm the Social Responsibility Manager at B&Q, where I run the One Planet Home programme, which is our sustainability strategy, focusing on both what we can do to become a more sustainable retailer ourselves, but also how we can help all of our customers to achieve sustainability at home.
Today, the theme at the IBM Summit is about the supply chain. It's not something probably most customers think about. So the supply chain kind of stretches, you know, back and then forward from the customer. How do you work with that supply chain to make sure that it's sustainable?
Okay. We've recognised for a long time that up our supply chains is where an enormous amount of our impact comes. And I guess initially we started on a risk avoidance technique, I suppose. We started to look at how do we make sure that our products weren't coming from risky sources. So B&Q's sustainability journey began with forestry and began with understanding where did our timber come from, and evolved into us sort of helping to be involved in developing forestry standards, like the Forest Stewardship Council's programme. But as we've unpicked that and unravelled that, so we've become more and more aware of how important it is working in partnership with our suppliers, helping them to understand, working with suppliers that either do or are keen to understand their sustainability and their impact. So some things we'll have rules for. We'll have rules for which chemicals we don't want into our products, where we'd like our timber sourced from, other things we'd like. And clearly we'd have rules around the sorts of labour standards we want to see in factories and in supply chains. But also we'd like really to work with partners who really understand their products and are taking steps to improve their standards. So another huge example of impact for us is paint. We're one of the biggest retailers of paint in the country. And so initially we started by looking at the levels of volatile organic compounds within our paints and working to move away from solvent-based paints towards water-based paints. And now we're really excited to see that industry evolving, to see lower carbon paints coming onto the market and all of that sort of stuff. So that's where I work up, where my team and I work up the supply chain.
And looking at supply chains, obviously there's the production of the product stretching back from the raw materials all the way through how it's created. But then a customer buys a product and sometimes uses it and sometimes disposes of it. So there's a whole element of supply chain thinking about what happens after the customer makes the purchase. How do you work with customers to educate them and change their behavior so that if they want to choose sustainable, more sustainable lifestyle, they can?
Okay. Through the One Planet Home programme, we're really looking at how do we develop our communications with our customers to help them to achieve more sustainable homes. From our research, we're knowing that more and more customers are interested in this, but by no stretch of the imagination is everybody interested in everything from a sustainability perspective. So one of the things that's most important is actually to try and understand what their drivers are, and sometimes that's saving energy, and that's fine because, you know, it's saving money. And that's absolutely fine because clearly homes have a massive carbon impact. And if you insulate your loft because you care about your energy bill, or you insulate your loft because you are interested in the planet, either way is great. We don't mind why. So we're really looking at how we develop our communications with our customers to play to those various drivers to make these products more accessible. And by accessible, sometimes that means by making them cheaper, but sometimes it just means making them easier to use. So a great example, and one of my favourite examples in this area, would be our loft insulation made from recycled plastic bottles. It's a really easy way it deals with some of the problems that makes insulating your loft difficult. So, you know, you used to think you had to get dressed up in one of those white suits so you didn't get covered in fiberglass. This is just, you know, it's like a fleece material. Just roll it out in your loft, no problem. So it's got a great sustainability message, both from what it's made from to the job that it does, but it's got a great customer benefit, which is it's easy to use and it does the job and it saves you money. So that's the kind of way we're looking at sustainability. It's flexing the message for the audience. It's really trying to understand the challenges that they face, and all within the context of how can we help our customers to meet the climate change challenge that we've all got.
Do you find that your customers are responding to messages about sustainability, that they're demanding these products and more?
We're currently at a point where about 10% of our sales are in what we'd call green products or eco products. So I would say that is a change and is starting to be people asking more questions. But I think it's also we're starting to understand what, which products that we sell are the sustainable products, and we work quite hard to try and edit out the ones that aren't so sustainable. So actually what we want you to be able to do is think, I want to have a more sustainable house, I'll go to B&Q, they'll make it easy for me. But actually, if you're not thinking that you're coming to B&Q and you're coming for another reason, that perhaps we're not offering you the worst sorts of products, we're offering you them in compelling ways. So something that I found quite interesting is how many people are getting into making their gardens greener for nature conservation because they're interested in feeding the birds. So their in is not sustainability, it's because I like watching the birds, and then I get interested in the bees and I get interested in these other things. So those sorts of things are where we're seeing stuff change and develop. And I guess another example of that is in Grow Your Own Food. There's a huge sustainability benefit on growing your own food, but people's in isn't necessarily about sustainability. It's often that they just want to know where their food's come from, or they want to be more involved in the process. So, yes, we're seeing it.
One final question. A theme that runs through the entire conference is moving from debate and discussion to action. Just from your experience today and the conversations you have, what, if any, action points are going to come out of this day?
After today, the action points I've said. I think there's been a great level of debate today, and I think I've come away with it with some different thinking. I suspect, if my experience is the same as others, that the first action point that will come out of it is just a bit more investigating about what's going on in different industries. What's a powerful thing about this summit, I think, is that it's brought together people from so many different industries, from NGOs, from retailers, from manufacturers. And actually, we've got a lot to learn from each other. So probably that would be the first piece. I think from the questions I've heard and the things that I've heard discussed, lots of people in this room are engaged in the debate already and are on that journey. So I think within the debate, it's not so much about people having a revelation. It's more about people finding a new way and finding a new piece of innovation.